at State Farm this year. We will have technicians actually on site all week leading up to the final three games. So, you know, installing the shot clocks and making sure everything is running smoothly. So if something comes up there on site, can tackle it.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Brandon McCray. He is the Daktronics Account Manager for Live Events. We're going to talk about the men's and women's college basketball tournaments this March, the number of venues supporting games with Daktronics equipment, as well as Daktronics services, and the work that goes on behind the scenes during the madness of March. And we're here today with Brandon. Brandon, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Matt's across the table from me, as always. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good, Justin. Thank you.
Well, the time is on us. It's March.
Yes.
And in the college world, that means basketball. So we're here to talk to Brandon a little bit about our involvement with the NCAA tournaments this year, the field of 68 down to one shining moment, to see what venues have our equipment and how we're helping support these games. But to get us started, Brandon, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Daktronics?
Yeah. So I'm an account service manager for our live events market, specifically handle our South Central region. But, you know, started at DAC, I was not the usual starting point. I wasn't a student. I wasn't an intern. When I graduated college, was just working a different job, and then realized, hey, DAC looks like a great place to work for. So I jumped in as in sales administration, and was just helping out the sales staff place orders, you know, handle leads and really just support them from the office. But then I saw this account service manager position open up and was really excited about it and was lucky enough to get it. So, you know, as an account service manager, we do a lot for the service market. We sell service agreements. So a customer gets, you know, just the standard 1-year warranty with their custom control systems or displays. And then after that, you know, we're looking to continue that coverage with them. So working with customers year to year on those, and then really just handle any service escalations, but just trying to make sure that customers have successful events at the end of the day.
Awesome. And so, like, when you graduated then from college, how did you hear about Daktronics? Or did you graduate from SDSU or not? Or
correct. Yes. Yeah. So I'm a SDSU alum. You know, DAC was always, we had some representative in classes talking to us about student positions and interns, and then always saw them at the career fairs at SDSU, but you know, just never really took that jump and looked into them. I did a lot of, you know, manual labor throughout college, just trying to make some money, and then you know, got out of college, but knew DAC was always there, and just finally was like, yep, let's take a look in, and like I said, was fortunate to get that position after college.
Yeah,
mine was free pizza up at Northern State University when good old Frank Kurtenbach came up there to do a recruiting session, and all I saw was free pizza Daktronics, and that got me hooked at the time.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't take much in college when you're like, oh, I get a free meal.
Right.
And I get to learn about something really cool. Just didn't know it yet.
And then Frank crushed my hand because he's got big old grips. And so he came and welcomed me. I'll never forget that handshake.
Oh, yes. And then you kind of took those talents to Daktronics and started working with the team, right? And with basketball coming up, you're on site with a lot of these different customers and helping them get through different things that come up and make sure their systems are running correctly. So maybe let's dive into the madness of March a little bit and see what are we doing for this tournament that they have at the end of the season. There's the men's and women's tournament. Could you tell us a little about our involvement at those?
Yeah. So we can start with, you know, the men's tournament. So there's 14 sites. And 10 of those are going to be, you know, have some sort of Daktronics product. So if that's displays, fascias, you know, center hungs, marquees outside, and then, you know, there can also be some club level displays, and then our show control system as well. So, you know, not just those 10 sites, but obviously there's a lot of schools out there that utilize our products and you know, also talking about shot clocks as well, those critical game pieces. And so, you know, when we're looking into the final three games of the championship, you know, we're looking at State Farm Stadium there in Phoenix, Arizona. Always been a great customer for Daktronics. And there we have the end zone displays, ribbons, there's some club levels, and then exterior marquees and billboards.
And then I'm thinking even, you know, every year it seems to, at least, you know, on the men's side and the women's side, but the locations for a lot of these tend to vary. Obviously, the Final Four, the different regional games where they are at. It seems like the only ones that don't are the first four in Dayton, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
Kind of how does that go on when they kind of announce where these are? Is it one of these things where a customer finds out they're going to be hosting and they immediately reach out to us? Or are you and your group kind of proactive to go out and reach out to them for, I would say, event support type information?
Yeah. You know, I don't know exactly when these sites are announced, but I'm always going to, you know, NCAA, you know, .org and logging in there to see, you know, when are those announced. But off the top of my head, I cannot remember. But I know in my conversations with customers that are going to be hosting, as soon as I find out, I am always reaching out to them to see if there's any support there that they would need. And with that support, I can kind of explain, you know, what is a Daktronics technician or field engineer going to be doing on site when we are providing that support. So we have a few options. So we can have a technician come on site for a pre-event support or pre-event check. And so they're usually arriving 2 days prior to that event or game. And turning on the equipment, you know, running the content, making sure everything's running smoothly, you know, working the shot clocks, make sure the buzzers are all going off when they should. And then that next option or add-on is having that same technician on site for the actual event or game. So they would be arriving roughly 2 hours prior to the gates opening and really running through that same pre-event checklist and making sure everything's running smoothly. But then they're on site for the remainder of the game. And so if there's any issues that do arise, that technician is there and is going to do their best to resolve that issue as fast as possible. So, you know, hopefully they're just sitting there watching the game, but in case that anything comes up, they're there to tackle those issues very quickly. So yeah. At State Farm this year, we will have technicians actually on site all week leading up to the final three games. So, you know, installing the shot clocks and making sure everything is running smoothly. So if something comes up there on site, can tackle it right away.
Yeah, and having those techs on site, it's kind of like that peace of mind. Like, we know that they're there testing everything to make sure it's working. And like you said, there's a long list of things that could be at each site that need to be tested and make sure that it's functioning properly and ready to go. Not just the video displays or the ribbon displays, but also those shot clocks, those light strips, all the scoring and control that goes along with it, even audio systems and all of that, making sure it's working as it's supposed to. So when they take that last second shot, we know if it's good or if it didn't get out of the hands in time, right? And then you said those techs are at State Farm Stadium. It looks like they're at four different sites this year. So we've got equipment at 10 of 14 sites and event support at four different sites. It looks like Dayton, Barclays Center, TD Garden, and State Farm Stadium. So it's nice to know that they're there to give that peace of mind and make sure all those events run properly, right?
Yeah. You know, I know since Dayton is a first four, every year I know they have a tech on site, and actually our account service manager for that region, I believe she's actually a Dayton alum. So it's always exciting for her to be a part of, you know, that first four and have those techs on site. And I know she's pretty heavily involved in that one. So always exciting for Dayton to host that first game.
Yep. These are definitely, like Justin said too, when it comes down to all these things, all eyes are on these games at this time of
yes.
year, right? So it's the making sure everything's running good. And maybe just to talk about State Farm Stadium a little bit, you know, I mentioned we have some end zones and some ribbons, some club displays, exterior billboard marquees. We're actually coming up with a mini marketing plan as a teaser of all the different areas we have around Phoenix that we have displays. But I think you've helped out with these type of Final Fours in the past or different event supports like this. What is it like when it's, you know, for those that don't know, State Farm Stadium is where the Arizona Cardinals play. So it's a football stadium. And obviously a basketball court is way smaller than a football field.
Yep.
What's that like from a services standpoint? I mean, just making sure everything's ready, turning that place in from a football venue to a basketball venue.
Yeah. You know, bringing a full basketball court in, obviously you're going to have some extra cabling that's going to be needed to run scores tables, to run, you know, shot clocks and everything. So actually, fun note, State Farm doesn't have any shot clocks. And so what we're doing this year is they had reached out to NRG Stadium and we're shipping the shot clocks that were used last year in the last three games in championship at NRG. We're shipping those to State Farm to utilize for these final three games in that championship. So, but yeah, it's a lot different than, you know, running a football event. Just because of, you know, obviously there's game critical pieces like delay of game clocks, but when you're going to have it on a backboard for the shot clock and it's just different locations. And that's why we have that technician on site for majority of that week leading up to the final games, just in case there is something there that we have to take a look at.
Yeah, you're thinking of a football stadium. They're like, yeah, we don't really need a shot clock for the sports we usually host in here. So you got to get them from a different location to bring them in to make sure you've got everything you need for that massive event that's going to happen. And they're moving more than just displays around and bringing in shot clocks. They're bringing a different seating and different whole setup for the venue and making sure it's ready to go. Yeah, the floor, obviously. They're not going to play basketball on the football field.
Nope.
And yeah, it's interesting how they can take these multi-purpose venues and just transform them for the event that's coming up.
Yeah, is there something, I mean, I don't know if you were going to ask this, Justin, but it was, you're mentioning some of the things that they don't have there, but they do have, you know, a control system there, all these different types of things. What all goes on the control system standpoint to make sure it's ready for a basketball game? Is it software updates or do you bring in different controllers and players for that? Or how does that fall into line?
Yeah. So I believe Van Wagner produces all of the shows for these NCAA events. And so, you know, I don't know if they're going to be bringing in any control, but obviously our show control system can tie in with other displays and other software. So, you know, we're going to be utilizing that to push content to the displays at State Farm. And then if there are any other displays that are brought in, we could certainly interface with those and push content to them. So if they're going to be bringing in other scores tables, we can certainly work with those and push content to them.
Yeah, and you know, we've been talking a lot about the men's tournament and getting everything set up for that. And we list the number of venues and the number of venues with event support. It's easier to figure out for the men's side because they're all neutral sites
until
all
the
way
four,
through from the beginning to the end. Yeah. Whereas the females, they have the starting hosting, like the higher seeds host until they reach a certain round, and then I think it's the Sweet 16, and then they can go to those two neutral sites, and then they have the final neutral site for their championship game. And we know we're going to be at one of the three venues hosting the later rounds, definitely has Daktronics equipment. What are we doing for some of those women's basketball and getting prepped on that side of things?
Yeah. So, you know, with, like you were stating, that we kind of have to wait to hear, you know, who those higher seeds are. Obviously, with conference tournaments going on right now, we don't know who those higher seeds are going to be and who's going to be hosting. But as soon as we get that list, we're going to be reaching out to those customers to see if there's any support that is going to be needed. So, you know, there's a little bit of scrambling when we get those lists, but most customers, you know, are aware of, like, hey, there's a chance we may be, and sometimes they do reach out. But as soon as that list comes out, we'll be reaching out to those customers to see if there is a need for on-site support if our equipment's in that building.
Okay, yeah, and the one that we do know so far is MVP Arena has our technology inside of it at Albany there in New York that'll be hosting some games for the women's tournament.
Yeah, that'll be good to see that on TV because it's awesome to see the women's tournament, you know, get that coverage. So it's fun to see our equipment at all these women's facilities.
Yeah, I'd like to think that. I think Iowa is probably going to be at least one of those seats. You yeah. support for that.
I don't know why you'd bring up Iowa when you talk about women's college basketball at all, man. What do you mean? I think they just had like the highest rated Big Ten conference championship ever.
Ever.
With this comeback that they had to win that one.
Yeah,
too,
and that was packed at the, it was at the Target Center, which has their equipment.
Yeah, it was in Minneapolis.
Correct.
So too. So it's going to be definitely, Caitlin Clark obviously is just very fun to watch. So it's one of those things that kind of stick out in my mind is, okay, well, they won it all outright, the third peat, right? The three different, or 3 years in a row of winning the three peat. What did I say?
Third peat.
Three peat. and then just going into the actual national tournament here and hosting one at Carver Hawkeye Arena, which I know has our stuff as well, but that'll definitely be interesting to see. Because the last time I think we had you on, Brandon, talking about some of this stuff was right around COVID time, and you were on talking about the bubbles that everyone was in.
Right.
We were talking about that in the pre-call. Like, did we have you on last year? And I was like, no, last time you got to talk about the fun confusingness of the March Madness bubble tournament.
Yeah. The women's tournament was hosted at the Alamo Dome, and then I believe the men's was in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
So having all the games at one site made for a very interesting, you know, service support system. Yeah. And you know, are we going to have a tech on site for every single game? can we have a tech on site, you know, with players there? So that was a very interesting year trying to figure out how we're going to support the bubbles.
Yeah, I'm guessing this year's a little bit different. just
yes.
Just slightly back to what we might consider a normal NCAA tournament feel again. So nice to know that there's quite a few different venues hosting, and quite a few of them have Daktronics involved in supporting them. Anything else to kind of note about these basketball tournaments from a service perspective that we haven't covered yet?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a customer listening in and you haven't heard from your account service manager or sales rep, and you guys are interested in any event support for your venues, certainly reach out. We're here to help everybody and make sure that we have successful events, because obviously there's a lot of eyes on these. So please reach out if there's anything we can help with.
Is there a phone number or a link that we could put in the show notes, Brandon, for the best way for a customer to reach out?
We could definitely do probably just the service number.
Okay.
The 1-800-325-8766.
Okay, we'll get that number in the show notes, and we'll probably put a link in there to My Support too. That's always a great way to reach out if you need something from our teams. So we'll put that plug in there as well.
See, I mentioned the last time we talked to you was for this bubble, right? Now it's 3 years ago. Is around the March NCAA championship tournaments, is that kind of your wheelhouse, Brandon? Are you always involved in this every year? Because again, it was 3 years ago we're talking to you about this year. I'd imagine you did the two in between or helped out with that as well.
So I only help out if it's in my region.
Okay.
So the Alamo Dome for that women's bubble was in my region in Texas. And then when the men's tournament was at the Superdome, we had scoring and timing there. And then last year was at NRG, which is also one of the accounts that I handle. Okay. And then the only reason I'm really involved this year is because we're using those shot clocks from NRG and sending them to State Farm. But if it's in, other regions, then that account service manager would be working with that customer directly on how we're going to support those events. So I just, luck of the draw, the last 3-4 years I've been involved.
Yeah, you're the college basketball championship expert now, so you'll have to share that knowledge with the other account service managers when it ends up in their region as well.
Update your LinkedIn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, college basketball expert for services for Daktronics. Yeah,
exactly.
Because are you a sports fan too, Brandon? Like, is this kind of stuff you take enjoyment with, at least being a part of?
Oh, yeah. I am probably my most favorite sporting event is March Madness.
Okay.
Ever since I was a little kid, I've been filling out multiple brackets and, almost won some big money on some of them. So I've, of course, there were some upsets that have been taking me down lately, but that's the nature of March Madness, and that's why it's so much fun to be a part of.
Yep. Always trying to predict who can win it all is fun to see how many people throw their hat into the ring to try and get the right team on that. And I think, Matt, I think you have a boring trip lined up this year. Is that correct? Are you even going to be at the championship game this year?
Yeah, I got a early birthday present from my wife going down to Phoenix for the Final Four. So I've never been around one of those before, so I'm definitely looking forward to it, going down on a Friday, coming back on a Tuesday. Shout out to Grandma for watching the kids so that we can actually do it. But, yeah, it's around one of my favorite times of the year, too, because it's my birthday is around the same time as, like, the first week of March Madness when it starts, and then going to the Final Four this year. So I'm going to be pretty stoked.
Yeah, that's one of those rare experiences where we get to do a podcast about something that's coming up as a big sporting event, and then you're actually going to get to attend it and see everything happening in front of your eyes and see how they set up that stadium like we've been talking about and how they incorporate those shot clocks and everything. So bringing it all together, and you get to actually experience it, so that's pretty awesome. But maybe leaning on that experience, Brandon, have you had any great memories of actually being at these tournaments, or what's your favorite memory of this type of thing, being a DAC employee?
So I have not been to a tournament. So the years that I have been helping make sure that things are running smoothly, I'm doing it from the office and not actually on site. So someday I would like to go, but you know, when you're there, you know, you're not in the stands, you know, watching the game, being all excited. I'm more worried about, is the equipment working? Are we having issues? And so sometimes it's hard to enjoy those sporting events when you're there really working. So
yeah,
I haven't been yet.
Yeah, it's fun to say you were there, but if you're there for work, you're actually working. It's not like you're there enjoying yourself. You're on the clock making sure everything's functioning, and you've got all those extra things on your mind and other than just sitting and enjoying the game. So, that's a good reminder there. And we also want to thank you for coming on and sharing all about what we're doing at these tournaments and how many venues we've been at and how we're supporting all of the basketball madness that's happening this March. So thank you for joining us, Brandon.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dactronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.